the football, 14-13 lead.
Lakers just needs one kneel here, and this game is theirs. A 9-0 record, first time since 2002, takes out a perennial powerhouse in the Beale City Aggies. On to the playoffs with a perfect record, and the Beale City Aggies fall to 7-2. They cannot beat the Greater Thumb Conference, folks, as this clock winds down to zero in the Laker fan base and bench. They are celebrating in Saginaw Valley State University. A heck of a game, in the wise words of Mickey Redmond, holy mackerel.
What a great game all the way through. What a great finish. Again, a hard, no scoring in the second half. Couldn't have it any better. Both defenses stepping up to the challenge, and Lakers going home victorious, 9-0 heading into the playoffs with all sorts of momentum.
Unbelievable finish there. Lakers with the only score in that second half with 4:16 left in the third. Makes it 14-13 Lakers, and the rest of the way was the defensive battle between Beale City and Lakers. When it came down to it, 14-13 was your final.
Wow, and the powerhouse Beale City Aggies falls to the hands of your Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers here at Saginaw Valley State University, and a heck of a ball game and a great finish.
Unreal. 14-13 Lakers over the Beale City Aggies. Beale City, the last two possessions, actually. Lakers had a turnover of downs, of course, couldn't convert in that fourth down. And then Beale City, who had the ball for an entire minute 22 down to 22 seconds, they moved the ball 1 yard, mostly because of that huge sack by Mauricio Diaz-Reyes.
Yeah, and after he jumped off sides but got back in time to reset and then gets through anyways untouched, and quarterback Tucker Gross could not avoid him, and the big-time sack for Mauricio Diaz-Reyes basically makes 4th and 20 for the Beale City Aggies, and too far to go for them. Dustin Cady knocks down the ensuing pass, and one kneel. Lakers finishes the ballgame strong, 14-13, going home victorious.
Unbelievable finish. I can't say it enough here. Stick with us, folks. We got 4 minutes of commercials, and then we're going to be back with your postgame show on WLEW Sports. Final score from Saginaw Valley State University, Beale City 13. But those Lakers, they got 14.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Hard Joe's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local, and we're staying local. Hi, this is Matt Brickle, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender at North Star Bank. As a local business ourselves, headquartered right here in Bad Axe, we have the local business expertise and knowledge to meet all of your financial needs. Our loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by local bankers who live in our community. We understand your needs and will actually meet face-to-face to discuss what's important to you. I invite you to visit us at North Star Bank and see firsthand the benefits of local decision-making.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstaratehome.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Revert. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Final score, Lakers 14, Beale City 13. The entire Laker fan base is out on the field. They don't want to leave, and I don't blame them. They want to remember this one for a long, long time.
I don't want to leave either. What a great game. Normally, I like lots of scoring, Clark, but in this case, intense battle and a battle up front, good defense, everything based on special teams, going for it on fourth down, everything you can ask for in a football game, a one-point game. And the underdogs, well, technically, if you look at it, the Lakers might have been favored in this game, but I don't know how Beale City, the powerhouse that they are. But anyways, a great game, and you could turn this game on tomorrow and watch them play again and be just as happy with the result, I think.
Unreal when it comes down to it. We left you at halftime, and it was 13-8 Beale City. Of course, Beale City scored first in this one. It was 7-0. The Lakers came back and hit a two-point conversion, which was bigger than you thought. 8-7 Lakers with 2:18 left in the first quarter. On to the second quarter, Beale City with a minute 20 left before halftime scores. Two-point conversion is no good. They're trying to go up by 7 instead of just 6. Little did they know. Beale City up by 5, 13-8 into halftime. Third quarter, the only score in the third quarter came from Lakers with 4:16 left. Made the touchdown 14-13. Dave, who had that scoring drive there?
Dustin Cady scored on an 8-yard run. And don't forget, there was two personal foul penalties on that drive, accumulating 30 of the 60 yards that they needed to drive down the field. And again, Dustin Cady topped it off, and his two-point conversion attempt was stuffed at the line of scrimmage, leaving Lakers with a one-point lead, which ended up being just enough.
Beale City's ensuing possession was minute 55, six plays and covered 7 yards, resulted in a punt. Pinned Lakers back at their own 23-yard line. They couldn't do anything with it. They advanced the ball to a mere 3 yards, and they had to punt. On to the fourth quarter, Beale City marches down the field. They get down to the Laker 18-yard line, and they bring out the kick team on fourth down. And they try the 35-yard field goal. The freshman kicker misses it. Just didn't have enough leg on it, missed it by about 10 yards short, missed the field goal, score remains 14-13 Lakers. Lakers then rattles off 5 minutes and 14 seconds off the clock and gets all the way down to the 47-yard line of Beale City on 11-yard drive, and they come up facing a fourth down and an inch, and they can't get it. Beale City blasts through the line, so Beale City with one last chance with a minute 22 left in this game starts at the 47-yard line of their own territory. They end